The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yeah, the thing that stands out here, folks, is number one, ensuring that chemical weapons are not used in any way that pose a risk to U.S. interests. What are those interests? Well, if you take in consideration that the U.S. and Israel are allies, then I would suppose the maximum interest is the Golan Heights and that oil that Israel is stealing. So, let's see. Trump, who on Friday joined France and Britain in ordering missile strikes against Syrian targets, has sent mixed signals on Syria. He has made clear he wants to withdraw roughly 2,000 United States troops in Syria involved in the anti-Islamic State campaign, but he appeared to contradict that message. What a surprise. When he said on Saturday that Western allies were prepared to sustain the military if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad does not stop using prohibited chemical weapons, which he didn't use. So, here's the question. Is he playing 12D chess? Is he being led around by the nose by Benjamin Netanyahu? Who knows? I mentioned earlier in the program, I actually went in last night, and I didn't have time to put this together, folks, but it's called the X-22 report that Carol Asher sent me. And this guy's got a completely different scenario about this. And he could be right. I hope he is right. The intel that I've got has it that Trump actually tipped off Putin that, yes, they were going to launch a missile strike, but nobody was killed in that missile strike. Now, I haven't heard anything to the contrary about that. No Russians were killed. No Syrians were killed. A couple of buildings empty were bombed. Now, maybe Syrian girl's right. Maybe they did bomb this T-4 air base. I don't know. Not sure. Can't figure that out yet. Haven't got enough intel on that. But that being said, what happened? Benjamin Netanyahu's back on his side. The Americans, the approval rating for Donald Trump has gone up. Stock market's gone up. Okay, everybody's cheering and thinking, okay, well, Trump's on his side. Well, maybe that's what they're wanting him to think, okay, because he didn't do any damage over there to anything. Am I saying it's true? No, I'm saying there's still hope. Now, I'm going to go back in. Hopefully, I'll get some time tonight. Go back in and take a look at this this X-22 report again. But yes, you know, all of the war hawks and all of the Americans that love to see their stock markets fly, and again, it's like eating the hamburger. They forget where the hamburger comes from. As long as their coffers are being filled, they turn a blind eye to what's going on overseas and in Gaza and everywhere else, okay? Because it doesn't make any difference to them how they live. It only makes a difference how the other half lives over there. It only makes a difference of how they live over here. So let's see. Let me just share with you this short article regarding these defense stocks here. So just a minute. Let me get this pulled up here. Yes, here we go. Okay. All right, let's see. Syrian airstrikes instantly added nearly $5 billion to missile maker stock value. Raytheon stock surged Friday morning after 59 of the company's Tomahawk missiles were used to strike Syria in Donald Trump's first major military operation as president. Trump ordered the airstrike on the Syrian government Thursday night in retaliation for a deadly chemical weapons attack on civilians early this week that killed as many as 100 people. and there is no evidence to prove any of that. The U.S. blamed the attack on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Tomahawk missile used in the strike is made by Raytheon, RTN plus 1.36, whose stock opened 2.5% higher Friday, adding more than $1 billion to the defense contractor's market capitalization. Now, here's the question you have to ask, and it's a rhetorical question because I already know the answer, all right? They know whose missiles are going to be launched. They know who manufactured the missiles. They know the missiles are going to fly, and all these top brass that are going to launch just before the decision is, or just after the decision is made, and before the missiles are launched. How much money do you think they threw into Raytheon stock, folks? This is why, when in my former life, when I used to go out and sit down doing estate planning, and I would see people's portfolios in the private sector, then I would compare them with these higher level generals in the government sector. They were always 4 to 10 times more money. I mean, these guys had millions of dollars in their stock portfolios. Okay, whereas the public at large might have 200,000 to 500,000. So this is why. This is how they make their money. This is why they like war. This is why the military-industrial complex, which, by the way, I did a little more research over the weekend. This is why Dwight Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. Okay, this is why Kennedy warned us of the military-industrial complex, because this country's been hijacked. Okay, this country does not control the military-industrial complex. The banksters do, the Rothschilds do, the powers that be do, the high corporate interests that sit around the Bilderberg. They're the ones that control it, folks. And we're living it. We're the ones that are seeing this. And it takes me back. You remember I had Jim and Joanne Moriarty on here a week ago last Thursday. And I've had probably, oh gosh, 6 conversations with Jim and Joanne. She jumps in from time to time. It's kind of cute, really. They're talking over each other and, you know, reminding each other of this, that, and the other thing. But they sent me a complete itinerary of their DVD. Now, I'm gonna mention this for those of you who heard that show. I bought 6 of those DVDs. I watched one of the DVDs over the weekend, and I have to tell you, and I'll remind you again, that what happened in Libya, we're seeing play out in Syria. And the devastation that happened, we don't hear out of the mainstream news. We do not hear of the devastation. We do not hear of all the people that lost their lives. We do not hear of the devastation that was caused by us, the people that hired, the people that, whose money financed through the Clinton Foundation, through the UAE, through Qatar, these mercenaries that were put together and trained by our own CIA and Mossad to send those troops into Libya, which is what they did over in Syria. They just track the guns. They just track the same mercenaries down there, pay them the money. They're not military soldiers. They're just people. They're radical people that are, you know, just fighting for the highest buck. That's all they are. So they go in, they devastate Libya. They killed our own ambassador, Chris Stevens, in Benghazi, which
we came, we saw, he died.
You know, we've all heard that one. So getting back to, so the same thing is going on in a quote, civil war that's really not a civil war, that was instigated by our own CIA, by the Arab Spring, that's going on to this day for the purpose of ousting Assad and putting a puppet government in there so Israel can get its pipeline and can continue with their agenda of the greater expansion of Israel project. Am I right so far? All right, so here's why I'm saying this. I'm going to give you an overview again. Take a trip down memory trail, and I've got 2 of these DVDs left. Now, I sent one out to John Stapmiller this morning. I sent another one out to James Fetzer this morning, who interviewed the Moriartys about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But he never watched the DVD. So I talked to him the other night. He was on John B. Wells' show. Was it Saturday night? And I talked to him after he was off the show, and I asked him if he'd ever seen that DVD, and he said no. So I sent him out a copy of it. I got 2 copies left, okay? Folks, and I'm going to tell you again, for those of you who have not seen this video, you can purchase it at LibyanWarTheTruth.com. Anybody who has any question about who finances Al-Qaeda, IDA, ISIS, ISIL, all that stuff, it spells it out. Times, dates, places, documents, events, interviews with high-level officials, the whole 9 yards. And it's pretty ugly. In short, we are the enemy. But in saying that, the first 2 callers that call in today that have a point to make about this overview I'm giving or an opinion about whether this false flag, whether Trump was justified, you know, whether right or wrong, sending the missiles in there. I will send you a copy of the DVD free of charge because I'm not trying to make any money off this. Matter of fact, the reason I'm going on Erskine Overnight is to try to promote these DVDs to get them in the hands of as many Americans as can so people can get a real bird's eye view, an oversight, and maybe the penny will drop and maybe these people will wake up and maybe we can do something about this. So phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. First two people to call in, I will mail you a free copy of this DVD and you can watch it. So, getting back to this, let's see. I want to go down. I want to remind you, because this not necessarily to the same extent in Syria, but Libya was a first world country. All right? The president, Bashar al-Assad, was a democratically elected president who had I believe it was a 78% approval rating. He was reelected, democratically elected. We on the other side of the planet, who dare to be the policemen of the world, okay, claiming this guy to be a brutal dictator when his people absolutely love him. Now, how do I correlate that? I correlate that to Muammar Gaddafi, who, by the way, and I didn't even know this, folks, Muammar Gaddafi was not the head of Libya in the NATO invasion. He had actually resigned in 2006 in a treaty that was signed with the United States government with his signature and also Condoleezza Rice. But the Americans, including myself at the time, and I stand guilty of it, okay, I didn't know that. People have always assumed that Muammar Gaddafi has always been in power. No, that wasn't true. But you know, I want to remind people, and this is what's happening as we bomb and do this devastation in both countries, that Libya was the poorest country in Africa when Muammar Gaddafi took power. Now, Bashar al-Assad's been in power, and his father in power before him, and they live a very people live a very comfortable lifestyle. But Libya was the poorest country in Africa, and it went from the poorest country in Africa to the most developed country within a period of 42 years. And the women in both Syria and Libya were emancipated. Okay, Muammar Gaddafi didn't even like the hijabs. You know, and the only reason women wore hijabs over there, as Joanne Moriarty said, is for a fashion statement. So they didn't have to wear a hijab. Housing over there, in relation to here, cost 10% of a person's salary. Now over here, I believe the protocols for getting a mortgage here, it can be your house payment can be up to 25% of your mortgage, and we all know if we've ever signed a note on a mortgage, that for the first 15 years, better than 90% of everything that you're paying on your mortgage payment is going to the banksters in the form of interest. It's a banking scam. This is why they still allow the write-off on another scam, the tax return, of all the interest on your mortgage loan. Okay, that's how they scam you, because, again, the IRS is nothing but a collection agency for the World Monetary Fund, the World Bank. So let's compare Libya to the United States. Housing costs 10% of a salary here, which, as a rule, it costs about 25% here. By the way, another thing you have to entertain is it costs 10% of the salary, but there is no interest on the loans over there. Now, this is prior to the NATO invasion. Here, if you've got a 4, 5, 6% mortgage, you're paying 3 to 4 times as much for the house as it's actually worth, because again, better than 90% of what you're paying in your house payment is going towards interest. Now, let's take it a step further. Let's talk about free education. Free education all the way up to the highest level of where you want to go, any place in the world that you want to go, whether it be in Libya or whether you want to you know, be an exchange student, go to the United States or wherever you want to go, it's free. What do we do? Wow, Dan must have been on a break here. Okay, hold on. Let me pull that up. My phone line was just loaded up here, and it only pops up for a second, about 4 seconds. The phones blew up. Oh, I see. Okay, let me write this down. Let's go to Susie in Arkansas. Susie, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You know, the other day somebody gave you all kinds of accolades, and all I could say is ditto. I want to get one of the Moriarty's, but I missed how to get it. I'm not on the web, and I want to pay for it and have the money go to them.
Okay, let me think. How would you? I'll tell you what.
Can I get it to John?
Dan, do you have a way to do? Just a second, Susie. Do you have a way to do that, Dan? Dan's probably talking to Julie.
No, we did discuss it, and he said he didn't have a way to facilitate it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's what we do. Take down her mailing information and give her my address. And how many do you want? You want one, Susie?
Yeah, that's all I need is I can pass
okay.
it around.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give your address to Dan, my engineer, my navigator, okay?
Okay.
And Dan, I want you to give her my home address.
Okay.
You don't have my...
Thank you.
Can you leave your... Yeah, I don't... Okay. You send a check for $20 to my home address because it's $5 for shipping. And
sure.
I will order it for you through Jim and Joanne's website, and I will have it shipped from PayPal. I'll have it shipped from PayPal to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. I'm writing this down for you right now, Dan, my address. Okay. So give me a second, folks. To Pete in Los Angeles. Pete, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Michael, I don't want the DVD because I've already seen that. So give that
okay.
to somebody else.
Okay.
But listen, I just want to say we have an unverified and probably fake chemical attack. We have probably a fake retaliatory attack by the United States, Britain, and Israel. Mm-hmm. By the way, coordinated by Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, they said it was coordinated with Israel. Bolton and Israel coordinated it, but they didn't play a big part in it. Notice that it was us out there doing our sending our stuff out, but they coordinated, but didn't really participate much that we're told. Then the targets they picked, 103 or 105 cruise missiles, depending on who you listen to, didn't seem to kill any Russians, as you pointed out. Didn't seem to kill very many Syrians either. There are a couple of Iranians who were hit at that T-4 air base. That was an Iranian base. But it was a brick-and-mortar thing that they said, much like the Clinton aspirin factory that he said was a chemical factory when Monica Lewinsky was coming out of jail. But you can see, go look at the blown-up brick-and-mortar. I can guarantee you that this was put in a place that would be difficult for Western reporters to get to verify for the damage. And what it was, I guarantee you that also was a place that was in an envelope not very well covered by Russian air defense, certainly not by the S-400, so that we didn't look ridiculous. But by some accounts, we did look ridiculous. I've heard as many as 71 did not hit their targets or were shot down, and as low as 39, but that's still a lot. So our attack wasn't even that successful, but here we have a phony attack. And we gave the Russians pre-knowledge. The Syrians then, of course, moved all their airplanes onto Russian air bases, knowing they wouldn't get hit there, because we're afraid of the Russians, and rightly so. So a fake chemical attack, a fake retaliation, and reported on by a fake media. What's that tell you?
So we live in the Twilight Zone. What else can I say, Pete? I mean, really, you know? I mean, and it goes back to square one. I think I mentioned something about this the other day, is that it's all about flexing your muscles and say, look, oh, we got these nice, shiny, new, smart bombs. Who wants to buy some? You know, I mean, they cost how many million a piece? You know, how much should taxpayer money flush down the toilet over this farce? We got the music coming up. I'll hold you over after the break. Mike in Kentucky and Ron in Texas. Hold on, I'll get to you. Be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I've got Ron in Texas on the line. I've got Mike in Kentucky on the line. Hold true, guys. I'll get right to you. Pete, let me ask you. You know what? I said, what do you make of that? And I said, we live in the Twilight Zone. But remember the movie 1984 where it was all technological strategic hits and nobody really died? It was just that the people that they figured out who would have died are supposed to go into these, you know, whatever machine is that kills them. And it's the exact opposite
now. Star Trek did that too. Yeah,
it's the exact opposite now. Now the people are still alive, but the buildings blow up. Just seriously.
Yeah. Okay, I can make 2 points in a minute, and I got a lot of people lined up. One is all this crap about the children and human rights that reporter was getting on us out for. Israel has killed scores and shot down, wounded, and maimed thousands in the last 3 weeks. Nobody says a word about that. They're all unarmed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong, Pete. I do and you do, because that's my show tomorrow, and thanks to you again, because all of the stuff that you've been sending, I've been preparing, my friend.
Well, let me make another point, and then I'll go, and that is you're talking about the $5 billion the stock went up. You know, the Congress and the government wields a $3 trillion budget, and they know where it's going ahead of time. And so they've exempted themselves from insider trading laws, so they make a fortune. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, they're worth millions and millions of dollars.
Well, now, Nancy, last time I looked, Nancy Pelosi was worth $178 million.
Yeah, that's why they spent $20 million for a $174,000 a year job. But it's ridiculous. Of course it is. The stocks go way up, and I'll let it go. But thanks, Mike. I'll listen to you tomorrow as well. Bye.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it, Peter. All right, we got Fred in Michigan, Ron in Texas, Mike in Kentucky. You're up next. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, it's me. Okay. I thought they were before me. Does that DVD have like a little promo contact credit, how to order more copies on the video? Do you remember when you watched it? Do you think it has
you can go to LibyanWarTheTruth.com and order as many copies as you want.
I just wondered if it was actually on the DVD, like for people that you handed out to watch it, if they, because there's a lot of people that aren't on the internet really, and especially that are in, listening to alternative media like this, they're not necessarily listening on the internet.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I aired it on local public access TV, then it would also have that credit, to where other people could order it on the webpage.
Yeah,
of course, they can always put a graphic.
I'm sure it's there. There was so much encapsulated. And by the way, there's two DVDs. And like I said earlier, Mike, if anybody has any doubt about who's funding Al-Qaeda and who created ISIS and Al-Qaeda and ISIL and all those people, all you got to do is watch this DVD. They've got it all spelled out, and it's a big wake-up call, especially to dumb-down mind-numb, not necessarily us on RBN, but the dumb-down mind-numb Americans, they'll be shocked. And there is a portion of this from, 221 to 246. There's about 23 minutes in this video that are – you see who these people are that they're training and contracting. They are the most vicious, murderous scumbags on the planet. And I don't know where they're getting them from, but, there's a couple of very, very graphic scenes in there of them taking a knife and just literally beheading people.
It's not really something that can be aired on broadcast.
Well, if you delete that part out, it could be. But I don't know.
DVDs.
Yes, there's two DVDs.
I was just thinking one of them could be put on repeat play. Sometimes I can get away with that, repeat play stuff for a couple of hours,
Well, I would just say watch it and then make your own determination if you have the ability to edit that part out,
It'd have to be ripped or captured, and I'm sure they wouldn't want that done, but it can be with the purpose of not, duplicating it.
I could talk to them about it. I don't think they would mind because, just like me, they want the word out as far as they can get it.
I've ran into that over the years a few times when people actually pray on the tape and say, we pray for this to get out and we'd like to get this word out as far as possible. And then you find out, well, no, they don't want you to distributed on your own, like Alex Jones and others over the years, they'd say, make copies, get it out, get the word out, and all this sort of stuff. But I ran into that with Dane Whittington of Geoengineering. He had that CIA guy on, and I put it on the air 4 or 5 times, and he emailed me and said, no, don't do that. And I'm like, well, the guy's praying. He's taking a heck of a risk. He's exposing himself to potentially being killed by the CIA, and he actually says that on that disc, please get the word out far and wide. And then Dane Whittington says, delete all copies.
Are you talking about Scott Bennett?
No, I'm talking, I'm trying to click on it now, it's on my desktop here. For some reason, his name has escaped my head, but he makes all these jokes about his phone being turned on and off and people following him and stuff like that when you take these kind of risks.
Okay.
And
I gotta go to a break, Mike. If you got something else to add, I'll hold you over. Scottish John, Fred, and Ron, hold on. Ron will be up after Mike, Fred after Ron, and Scottish John after Fred. Gotta go to a break, be back in 3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are loaded up here. We lost Ron. Okay. Well, Ron, I'm sorry. You were next up. So, all right. Mike in Kentucky. Anything else you want to add? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you can get permission for me to air that, then I will certainly put it on our local station. I've done that for years, and I just try to be careful because, you know, how the Digital Millennium Copyright Act goes. You know, I don't need any more battles to fight here.
I get you. I get, and what you're talking about is recopying it and deleting that 22 or 23 minutes, right?
Well, or just airing one portion of it with a graphic that comes up and says, you know, for additional copies or for a complete version or whatever, because that's what I've done a lot of times over the years. I'll get a promotional copy. It'll be not the complete version of the video, and it'll tease, you know, to order the full version, get this, you know, da-da-da. But, I mean, right, I've aired all kinds of stuff.
No, I get it. I mean, I've got to do a show with Erskine Overnight, and, you know, I had him on for 2 hours. I've got to condense bullet points into 45 minutes and press this to get out as many of them as I can. But I'm going to talk to him today. I'll bounce that off to you, and I'll let you know, okay?
TV10Moorhead at yahoo.com.
Well, hold on a minute.
That's my email.
Go ahead.
Just
again.
TV10MOREHEAD, TV10Morehead at yahoo.com. I'm in Moorhead, Kentucky. I'm the one they're trying to fine $10,000 a day if I don't turn off my transmitter.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, so,
I got it, man. I got it. All right, thanks. Okay, we lost Ron in Texas. Ron, if you call back, I'll pick you up. Fred in Michigan, you're up next, then Scottish John will be after Fred. What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, all right. Brendan O'Connell is a man you really need to interview on a regular basis. And one of the reasons is a presentation I found on YouTube. And it's called Israel's Secret Weapon, the Talpiot, T-A-L-P-I-O-T, the Talpiot Program. Israel's Secret Weapon, the Talpiot Program.
I've read it. I've seen it.
Okay. I don't think many in the audience have.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. He also does one, Russia Taking Over Middle East. Russia Taking Over Middle East. Protecting Israel. It's another one of his videos. Okay, and Russia and Israel steal U.S. high technology. That's another one. Is war coming soon to Iran? It's astonishing. Okay, and then there is one called Evidence. This is the title of another video. Evidence. Israel did 9/11. Trump approves. Evidence. Israel did 9/11. Trump approves. Blew my mind. Man, did they trace it all the way back into the 80s. Trump did a book, BB, you know, nothing, Yahooey. He did a book, How the West Can Win the War on Terrorism. You know, makes my blood boil, man. Okay, now, there's a YouTube channel, Press for Truth. They have a presentation called, Genie Oil and Gas, Syrian War, Golan Heights. Genie Oil and Gas, Syrian War, Golan Heights. And they elucidate the dual Israeli-American partisans that look like they're right out of PNAC, that are the board of directors of Genie Oil and Gas, which is in direct competition with Putin, Bashar Assad, and Iran's designs for a oil gas pipeline into Europe. They're direct competitors. Now, what Brendan O'Connell says, and I suspect this is very valid, this is a ultra-sophisticated Talmudic July Wood soap opera scenario where all of the world stage pretender actors have their roles to play. And so it's all about generating huge profits, just like these terror event episodes where all of a sudden, in the aftermath, there's, what, a 500% increase in gun sales and ammunition sales. Well, who benefits from that? I'm not invested in that market, but I know there are many who are. So, yeah, and there again, who owns all these companies, Mike? Their names reveal, like, who's that woman in California? Fine Swinstein. You got Alan Dirt, a swine shit zoo. They're all swine, okay? They're all swine. And they're the ones who are calling the shots. As you know, AIPAC, these dual Israelis, they got to be outlawed. We got to outlaw their think tanks. We got to outlaw them. Somehow we got to extricate them. Hitler didn't murder them. He just found a way to extricate them, right?
No, I agree. Okay, listen, Fred, I got to let you go. My lines are loaded,
right,
and Okay, I appreciate your input, and some of that stuff that you have mentioned to me about Brendan O'Connor, I've already seen it, okay? And yes, it's on my list, so thank you for that input, and I thank you for bringing it to my attention again, okay? And thanks for the call. Let's go to Scottish John in Austin. Scottish John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. I'm sorry to make you wait.
That's all right, Paul, no problem. I was duct taping my head together anyway.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of things here. I'll try and rush through them and make them succinct, mate. Last week, I think it was last Tuesday, in Queen's University in Belfast, there was a little forum held by Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Senator George Mitchell, who I believe was the guy who was instrumental in bringing about the Good Friday peace agreement in Northern Ireland. And they had this big board up behind them, and the title of their debate thing was called Building Peace. Now, moments after I watched that, something else popped up on my feed. It was an interview with Tony Blair on ITV News. Tony Blair says the UK should intervene in Syria. How's that for hypocrisy? All right, that's point one. Point two, your little clip of Syrian girl earlier there. Now, I follow a guy who does a blog called American Everyman. Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it.
He'd be a great guest for you, Scott Crichton. He's a great researcher. I watched a couple of his videos over the weekend, and he did something on the that thing that Syrian girl talked about that was a bit more comprehensive. And his conclusion was that these whatever rebels it were, they killed a bunch of these people somewhere else and brought them to this place near Damascus and faked this chemical weapons attack. And come on, my cat looked at that video and says, "Yeah, that's fake." I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. Now, another thing I wanted to bring up to you was I'm getting pretty angry with the media bias over in Britain, because obviously, you know, I'm a native of there, so I follow it. One of the programs that I've followed religiously for years is a BBC panel show called Question Time that airs every Thursday night. And the panel consists of four or five people, usually a member of the government party, a member of the opposition, and a couple of other various people. Now, on Thursday night's show, which I got to see on YouTube on Friday, they talked about, and it had been on holiday for a couple of weeks because of the parliamentary Easter holiday, so they hadn't aired for a couple of weeks. They spent 10 minutes talking about anti-Semitism at some school in London, and anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. Now, the one thing they didn't spend 5 seconds talking about was the bloody massacres in Gaza over the previous 2 weeks. So that tells you all you need to know about BBC bias. I was absolutely furious at that.
Well, that show Question Time, I actually, maybe you sent me an email on it, but I went in there and watched.
Probably.
I can't remember. I watched an episode of it, and I think they were talking about Donald Trump. I don't remember. But, you know, you're getting it from the BBC, which is mainstream, you know, over in the UK, which is no different than, you know, ABC News here, you know. This guy, this Scott Crichton, you said? Is that C-R-I-G-H-T?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he's boots on the ground in Syria, or is he just taking
a good look? No. He's based in Miami. I'll send you a couple of videos of his, and if you want to get him on, I'll hook you up.
Well, you hooked me up with Jim and Joanne Moriarty, and you see where that went, because I'm promoting their video left and right here on RBN as opposed to other networks. So I'll have him on if he's got intel.
I have you mentioned.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, if he's got intel on what's really going on in Syria, because, you know, I scratch my head one minute and I'm going, okay, you know, this X-22 report that Carol Asher sent me is talking about Donald Trump's really isolating the deep state over there, i.e. the CIA, and ultimately, you know, Iran, to make way for what he's going to do here with prosecutions in the United States. I hope that's true. Okay, it could, it still could be, because again, these missile strikes that were launched, they didn't do any damage, not to any human life. They blew up a couple of buildings, you know, but that's about it. So really the game that's being played here, and then Fred called in talking about this Telpiant, let's see, hold on, the Telpiant program, which I had watched a video or two on, regarding about Putin's association with Israel, and I have to take a deeper look into that because it's beginning to look like all these people are involved in a big major psyop game against not only the American people, but the people of the world, for that matter.
I know, exactly, Michael. I've never known a time like this in my life, mate, and I'm about the same age as you, maybe a year or so older. One of the clips that I watched, this was amazing. I don't know who she was because I've never seen her before, but she was part of the State Department. And you know that little podium thing, the stand at where they talk to the press at the White House?
Yep.
Now, according to her, we launched a very specific missile on that so-called chemical weapons plant in Syria so that it would only destroy the building and it wouldn't affect the contents of the building, so that we would have the evidence of the chemical weapons. Can you believe that?
Does it get any more ridiculous? I mean, come on. You know? But you know, the sad part about it is the vast populace, both the UK citizens and the American citizens, are so confused and baffled by all this. They just throw their hands up in the air and go about their daily lives. They don't even, you can understand why they don't even want to get involved in it, you know? Because it's frustrating. It's sadly, very frustrating. Go ahead.
Sadly, some of the people who do get involved in it are so bloody stupid, it's not true. I heard one clown phone in that radio station in London on Sunday saying, it's our duty to believe the Prime Minister and to believe the information that she's given by the security services. Now, I don't know how the hell you adopt an attitude like that, but I just hope there's not too many of them. I'll make two more quick points and I'll get out of your hair, mate. I heard you mention Jim Fetzer on Arc to Midnight the other night. Did you catch John B. Wells interviewing Virginia State Senator Richard Black on the same show?
No, but I did talk to Jim and Joanne about it. I didn't see that show at all. I know I caught Jim and I had a conversation with him after he went off air. And I sent Jim a copy of Jim and Joanne's DVD. But no, I didn't see. Matter of fact, Jim and Joanne asked me to get Senator Black on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think it was Joanne that shared the thing on my page. I listened to it. Very, very good interview. The guy's obviously clued in. And another one I just made a note of here while I was sitting waiting to get through. There's an ex-head of British Special Forces said Assad doesn't need to use chemical weapons. But the mainstream media, I hate using that bloody expression, man, the mainstream media, they keep pushing this BS that Assad is gassing his own people, and it's the most bloody ridiculous thing. It makes me think of that, you know, that little rant that Rumsfeld had a few years. There are lies we think they will believe, and there are lies we think they won't believe. But you know the thing I mean? They're just they're dumping this crap on us.
There are things that we know that we know, things that we don't know that we know that we don't know, and there are things we don't know that we don't know. Right? I get it.
Yeah. Last thing, in Parliament today, they had a debate, and the Labour Party stabbed Jeremy Corbyn in the back and went with the government on the Syrian affair, which is pretty sickening. So, I don't know, man. We're in a bit of a mess here.
Fingers crossed, John. Fingers crossed.
All right, mate. I'll leave it at that.
All right, let me get back to this real quick. You know, but another point I wanted to bring up, folks, before the program ends today, and by the way, thanks to all the callers. Great callers today. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry if I had to cut you off, any of you short with other points, but they were kind of loaded. But anyway, what's interesting about Libya was that they had free education, regardless of how high you wanted to go and how educated you want to get, whether it was domestic or whether they were sent overseas. They paid for all of your education. Now, that, to me, is a country I'd like to have lived in. Because here, what they do is they financially rape our children and our grandchildren with, quote, student loans. And they get overwhelmed in debt to where they're in debt the rest of their life. And then when they get through with their degrees, however high they go, they can't get a job because the jobs are all gone. And not only that, and this holds close to home with me, that they have these student loans that you can only defer them for so long, and then you have to pay them back. And the only way you can defer it, because you haven't gotten a job or you've gotten a job that's far below the income level that you need to pay back these atrocious loans, is to go back to school and borrow more money. It's another scam. And this is because of the banksters. This is because of the International Monetary Fund. This is because they want to get this society so deep in debt they're buried, they're drowned, they can never get out. And it's disgusting. So when you take a look at what happens in countries like Libya, possibly Syria with the school, I don't know, I've not looked into it. But then you've got, and I've reported this on my show before, not only free education there, but you had the free medical. Okay? Think about that. Not only do we not have free medical here, okay, but I don't know about you folks, but my insurance company's calling me all the time trying to entice me to go in and get a checkup because all they're looking for money. They're looking to poke and prod and do blood tests and do all this stuff. Free physical, okay, so they can load you up on their drugs and the pharmaceuticals can financially rape you. This country is literally run by criminals that are backslapping other criminals at the expense of and the financial drain of their populace. And it's disgusting. Then I hear the break coming up. I'll stop. I could go off on a rant, but I only got a few minutes left here, folks. Be right back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment coming up.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right, folks. We're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, I missed something on this student loan thing. Yeah. They charge you interest on the student loan, and guess what? It's non-bankruptible. Do we think for a moment here that this wasn't a scam by design for the bankers to literally drown our children and grandchildren in debt, a debt that they will not forgive? Then we go back and look over in Libya. They had free medical. They had free food if needed. You get married, you got an immediate gift of $47,000. Gas was 44 cents a gallon. The first car that you bought was half of dealer invoice with no interest if you had to finance it, because they had no central bank in there. And once they overthrew the regime, they called it, which was really I don't know what the government was ruled under, but people really loved it there, and they had a 78% approval rating of their leadership. And then, okay, the first thing they did over there is they put a central bank in there to completely ruin any chance for the Libyans to ever maintain the same style of living that they had prior to the invasion. This is disgusting. And do we hear anything about that in the mainstream media? Does our society hear anything about people in a first world nation in Africa that are not sucked dry financially by their parasitic leaders and the banksters? No. Can you see why, folks? And I know you can. Can you see why it's everything in our power that we can do? It is our duty to get rid of these people. It's our duty to expose them, and it's our duty to get rid of them. Because as bad as it is now, it's only going to get worse for our children and for our grandchildren. I put this into my show today because I'm doing an overview. I talked to Jim and Joanne the other day, yesterday he called, and I'm looking at an overview of what the highlights of the points to make on Erskine's show over this weekend. And the most important thing of all of this, if nothing else, is the American public needs to know how dastardly, who's ruling, who the shadow government is, who's ruling this planet. And they have to know who's financing this devastation, these atrocities, and these overthrows for profit and for control. That's the most important issue. These people were lucky to escape with their lives. They were captured by Al-Qaeda. Three miracles caused them to actually be able to escape. It's an amazing story, folks. I hope you tune in Saturday night to Erskine's show. We've only got 45 minutes this time to put it out there. And by the way, I promised Jim and Joanne I'd have him back up in the not-too-distant future, and I plan to do just that. In the meantime, those callers, John, Scottish John, and Fred in Michigan, Scott Crichton, I'll see what I can do about getting him up or send his information to me, John, and Brendan O'Connell, on this TelpyUp program, which I looked into a little bit, Fred. When I get some time, and I've got a busy week this week, I'll look into again, see if I can get Brendan O'Connell up on the air. And by the way, if you happen to have his contact information, forward it over to my engineer, Dan, and let me know, and I'll call him. We'll see what we can do about getting that up there. I hear the music. We're out of time. See you same time, same station tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the most moral army in the world, according to Benjamin Netanyahu and Beetleboken tomorrow, this Israeli Defense Forces. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.